South Park roasts Paramount, NPR, AI, Trump. Transgenders, in season 27 opener, Woke is Dead. By Paul Bois on July 24, 2025. The South Park season 27 opener trolled President Donald Trump. Paramount, wokeness, and just about everyone else in its season 27 opener after the show's creators inked a $1.5 billion deal with Paramount, dampening the claims that the company canceled Stephen Colbert's show for political reasons. The show returned after an over two-year hiatus and certainly stayed true to its roots as an equal opportunity offender in that it poked at both President Trump, wokeness, and the rise of ChatGPT, for The Hollywood Reporter. Government censorship, the death of wokeness, ChatGPT, and religion in the nation's public schools were the main topics of the season premiere. After Cartman learns of the cancellation of the radio show where liberals bitch and whine about stuff, an assembly is called by series' favorite PC principal, who introduces a guest at an assembly, Jesus Christ. Before the first act break, the town's parents are rioting and a cutout of President Trump turns up. As the plot shifts to the White House and a president at odds with Canada and lying naked in bed with Satan, with his small penis on full display. The episode follows Trump as he finds himself in crisis, as his South Park supporters turn on him over Jesus entering the education system. After shimmying through a White House lawn party, the president finds himself on a call with Randy Marsh, Stan's dad. The call ends with Trump threatening to sue the people of South Park for $5 billion. By the end of the episode, the cancellation of The Late Show with Stephen Colbert comes up as Jesus pleads with the people of South Park not to mess around with Trump. The town settles Trump's lawsuit for $3.5 million, but must also produce pro-Trump public service announcements. Check out the disturbing NSFW deepfaked below. Eventually, the Trump character winds up in bed with Satan and is confronted about his name allegedly appearing on the Epstein list. The episode came after Matt Stone and Trey Parker inked an important deal with Paramount and after Stephen Colbert supporters accused the company of canceling his show for political reasons. Given that South Park unapologetically mocked Trump with no pushback from the company on Wednesday night, the Stephen Colbert supporters' arguments were left wanting. With just hours to spare before South Park's season 27 premiere tonight, the show's future has been locked in for the next 5 years. Co-creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone have signed a new five-year overall deal with Paramount Global through their company Park County, reported Deadline. Additionally, South Park Digital Studios, the joint venture behind the animated hit co-owned by Paramount and Park County, has entered into an exclusive five-year license deal with Paramount Plus, reportedly worth $1.5 billion, it added. The difference between South Park and Stephen Colbert is that the former has been a strong IP that has generated revenue by offending both liberals and conservatives for nearly 30 years, while the latter had been losing $40 million per year while shilling for establishment Democrats. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.